For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Public reading of Scripture. When we read Scripture aloud in a gospel service, either as part of the sermon or in a separate reading earlier in the service, we must do so reverently and with care. The Word of God contains challenge and demand, hope and assurance, promise and comfort, reproof and exhortation. We should consider the biblical message and mood of the chosen passage and do our best to accurately convey its meaning. A monotonous rendition will cause the minds of the congregation to drift, while reading with appropriate expression and conviction will focus the audience's attention. We do not read the Scriptures aloud to draw attention to our elocutionary abilities, nor to provide dramatic entertainment, but the Word of God cannot come alive to our listeners if it is read in a lifeless manner. It is important to read at a rate that promotes comprehension. Some biblical passages include unfamiliar words or phraseology, and meaning must be derived from context, so our reading should be measured enough to allow for mental processing. Other verbal elements also impact the effectiveness of our delivery. These include voice pitch, high or low, volume, soft or loud, enunciation, clarity, and pronunciation, correctness. The congregation should never have to struggle to understand what we are saying. If people in the audience are following along in their Bibles, we need to give them time to locate the text before we begin. Sometimes this can be accomplished by stating where the text will be found, pausing briefly, and then repeating the text location. It is a good practice to raise our eyes to the audience occasionally as we read, as this will heighten the impression that our words are directly addressed to them. Generally, the pastor or minister in charge of a particular meeting chooses the passage to be read aloud and appoints someone to read it. The portion selected should be in keeping with the type of service. We may pick scripture relating to a theme being developed in the meeting, or a group of verses that support or amplify the subject of the sermon. Other options could be one of the many reassuring passages found in the Psalms, or a selection of verses from the epistles with their admonitions to godliness. As with all parts of a service, we should ask God to direct in the selection of appropriate scriptures, guiding us to verses that will speak to the hearts of those present. Counsel for ministers. When we are asked to give the scripture reading in a particular service, it is advisable to review the passage ahead of time if possible. This will give us an opportunity to note the correct pronunciation of biblical names and places, and give us a sense of the theme of the passage so we can correctly emphasize key words and phrases. We recommend using a traditional print Bible for formal, public reading of the scriptures rather than reading from an electronic device. We have no objection, however, to audience members following along on such devices.